So before we do yet another practice, I'd like to read a bit about this practice. And the practice is an alternate nostril breathing practice. The name that we give to this practice in the Sufi tradition is Kasab. You may have heard it called Pranayama in other traditions, in a yogic tradition. But this reading is very beautiful, and it points to the essence of the depth and perhaps one could say the esoteric value of the practice. And many of us do this practice on a daily basis. I know those that work with me do it, and others may do it as part of their own practice. But this is from Gita, an unpublished paper, circulated only in certain study circles within Sufi organizations, but I felt it was important to read it aloud here nonetheless and share. When we trace that the source that holds man's life is nothing but light, when we trace that the source that hold man's life is nothing but light, then we realize that the nature of light is to extend its rays and spread them around. Interesting. It's almost like we're talking about the Big Bang. That spark that began everything. And of course, the great astrophysicists are talking about there is no limit to the universe. It's self-creating itself out in space. It just keeps moving and evolving. It's interesting. When we trace that the source that holds man's life is nothing but light, then we realize that the nature of that light is extending its rays and it spreads them around. And those that do the practice that we know as the purification breaths, I inhale divine light and life. I radiate divine life and light. Understand this now. It's very beautiful. And it's a few words here, but there's so much meaning in it. Okay? And that was the way Murshid gave that purification breaths. Some people say it with another wazifa or mantra. That was also given, but mostly for the healing work. It's different. It's different. That's sometimes transmitted with that wazifa. Ya Shafi, Ya Kafi. It's a different practice. Purification breath. I inhale divine light and life. I radiate divine life and light. But we're not doing that practice. We're doing Kasab. He goes on to say, so it is with the light of the soul. So it is with the light of the soul. The soul spreads its light, which is breath. I inhale divine light and life. I radiate divine life and light. The soul spreads its light, which is breath, and it extends it to the right and the left, the east and the west, the worlds above and below, the right and the left. By that, all things external become lighted, that both the eyes and mind may see. Not just the eyes, the mind. But, now here's the core of this practice, but when this light, instead of extending, which we do all the time, we're looking out there and we're reaching out and we're thinking about others and we're connecting and, you know, whatever. But when this light, instead of extending, is concentrated, so to speak, instead of spreading, it is thrown inward. Then it lights up the inner planes and all that is there becomes clear. So we're using this practice to cast the light inward. This is done by Kassab. For in Kassab, one masters both the power of light in extending and throwing them inward, and thereby develops the light within him, which guides him on his path toward the journey within. Does anyone want to hear that again? Mm-hmm. I am telling you, potent teacher that can say so much in so few words. Really, this could be a whole study of life.
And that's not even his first language.
And it's not his first language. And you know, it came up. I was very fortunate. This won't mean some stuff. This won't mean anything to some of the people in the room, but the Sufi Rouhaniyat International is having their Jamiat in Kansas City, and I was very fortunate. You know, Pir Shabda Khan is a friend of mine, and he called me on the telephone and said, you know, please join us, which is wonderful because, you know, I'm not really officially a member of the organization, although I've taken initiation in all the major organizations connected with the Nayak Khan. But I've always been invited into their inner circle. And so now this week, the leaders or the teachers for the organization are meeting. And Leo, you know, the practices are centered around light and looking within and looking when things catalyze us, when things trigger us. You know, being awake in that process, because just so, because someone's called a teacher doesn't mean they know anything. Life is constantly teaching all of us, and to go within, to cast that light within, to see oneself is the greatest work that one can do. That journey maps onto all of our journeys, and we help each other along the way. But, you know, it was very clear in our conversations that often, and Mirsha Hazaret and I Khan used to say, the student makes the master. Or the student makes the murshid, he said. It is those things that happen amongst us that really are part of that journey. But not if we're not awake to it, and not if we're not enlightened. That's what he's talking about. But also the subject came up about English. And that's really where I was headed to as well. I wanted to talk about that. I think that there are a lot of questions about that, but some of you may know, because you may be old enough to remember when you were in international travel, well, the first language was not English. It was French. That was kind of that international language, was French. And one has to ask oneself, Hazar Nayak Khan lived in France. He lived in France. His children all speak French. Why was he giving the teachings in English? He knew. He was a visionary. With the advent, of course, of the computers, the common language has become English. If you're involved in that world at all, you can go to a conference, it can be in any other language, but every technical term is relayed in English. Every one of them, there's no translation. It's also very interesting that Pir Vilayat, his son, while he was alive, was building computers and working with computers, and Murshid Hidayat, Pir Murshid Hidayat, he is on all of that technology, wanting to know what the newest and latest and greatest is. First to have the iPhone, first to have all the Mac products. So they understood that. And you know, it was also Gandhi that gave in English his teachings. It was also Sri Aurobindo who went to Oxford and studied and gave his teachings in English. One of Murshid's uncles studied at Oxford and learned English. So this was something that was, I think, visionary about the English language. All right. The soul spreads its light, which is breath, and it extends it to the right and the left. By that all things external become lighted, that both the eyes and mind may see. But when this light, instead of extending, is concentrated, so to speak, instead of spreading its thrown inward, then it lights up the inner planes, and all that is there becomes clear. This is done by Kassab, for in Kassab one masters both the power of light in extending and throwing them inward, and thereby in time develops the light within him, which guides him on his path toward the journey within.